the people of Troy, they needed somebody like me. Whether you agree with me on every issue, that's not what this is about. I've worked very, very hard over the last almost 2 years as the people's watchdog. I kind of equate it. My dad, he was a 30-year cop and detective in Troy, and his nickname was Hound Dog. So I figure I can follow in his footsteps and be the watchdog. But in all seriousness, we came into a financial disaster, both Mayor Madden and the council. The council stepped up to the plate for the first time. We hired an independent auditor. The audit obviously showed that we were in a deficit pattern. The comptroller had scolded the city on numerous occasions. So, as you know, the mayor came out with a 28% tax hike. I fought it vehemently, and rightly so, because we found out through the independent audit just this past year that we had a $2.3 million surplus. So saying that, I truly believe the checks and balances are in place that weren't in place over the last 4 to 6 years. It's needed on the council. The council essentially had been working as one branch with the executive branch. So, you know, sometimes the mayor would say, how high? And the council, you know, jump, and the council would say, how high? So we can't have that. We need a watchdog. We need that checks and balances. And myself and the other majority members have done that over the last almost 2 years. And we're very, very proud where we've come.
People know you from what they read in the papers and what they hear on the radio, as they also know Mayor Patrick Madden. Behind the scenes, what's the relationship really like? What do you guys do? Do you talk about the issues? Do you try and hash them out?
You know, I was hoping that would progress. We started off on the right path. And what was happening, unfortunately, Dave, was we're meeting weekly, and they were more or less kind of just meetings that didn't produce, because later on after the meeting, I would find out a major proposal that I should have been told about during that meeting one-on-one. I've worked in state government. I've worked one-on-one with governors from both sides of the aisle, local officials. I find it very difficult, unfortunately, at times, you know, with the present mayor. You know, we both like football. We certainly have similarities. But when it comes to the executive and the legislative branch, I truly believe he hasn't really come to the fruition that he's not the executive director of a board. I think sometimes the council is treated like a board. He comes from a 30-year nonprofit executive director. And I think that relationship, executive director board, still has not transitioned into a mayor city council. You know, we have non-council members who all have been elected. Sometimes we're told not to talk to the press. And, you know, it's like, wait a minute, we're individually elected. We have a constituency, and we have to obviously represent our constituency. So, you know, I think that transition from executive legislative branch has been a stumbling block, more for the mayor. The council has stepped up to the plate, and we've separated those branches of the government. So I would say, you know, first and foremost, that's the reason the finances are slowly getting back on track. We're not out of the woods, but slowly.
There have been a lot of calamities that Troy has faced. The biggest one, I guess, would be the water main break. And there have been other things. And, you know, trying to play catch up and right the wrongs of previous administrations. How do you feel that you can further the interests of the people? And what can you bring that your opponent, Gary Pavlik, cannot?
Yeah. First of all, you know, my opponent has been on the county legislature for almost 8 years. And never once have we seen assistance from the county to address city concerns. So I don't really feel there's a real grasp on the local city issues, whether it be infrastructure, whether it be waterfront development, you know, whether it be this garbage fee that the mayor has thrown out there, which is ill-conceived without a plan. So saying that, you know, I think there is a real clear choice. I know the issues. I know The people of Troy, you know, they're sick of Democrat, Republican. They just want to see our city move forward. I'm going to focus on the blighted buildings. There's close to 600 citywide. We need to demolish, which as a council member, we've appropriated money to demolish the blighted, rundown buildings that can't be resurrected. Our neighborhoods, South Troy, Lansingburg, North Central, where I was born, North Central, they need revitalization. I've lived in Troy all my life. I've never seen those communities at where they are today. 10, 15 years ago, you could walk through the streets. Now, we need to make our streets safer. We need to make our neighborhoods cleaner. And that's something that I focused on over the last year and a half, but it's truly a priority, bringing revitalization to our neighborhoods, seeing our 7-mile waterfront stretch revitalized.
So you're running to keep your seat. What's the different component this year?
2 years ago, the highest vote getter at large automatically becomes council president. Well, now through the voters, we have a new charter in place. They eliminated two at-large seats. So now it's head-to-head. There's only one at-large seat. So this is history, believe it or not. The first time the people of Troy will elect, directly elect, a council president.